This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On that note, let's talk about what did happen. That was the Braves losing 2 out of 3 for our daily download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Yeah, man. Brought to you by our buddies at ATL. Live well. Don't just live. Live well. You just mentioned UFC. We got a big fight card coming to State Farm, Abe, next month. And we got a couple of fighters going to be in studio. A couple of guys are sponsored by ATL. Live well.
Yeah, June 14th there at State Farm Arena. Joaquin Buckley and Kamaru Usman, the main event. Rose Namajunas, Miranda Maverick, the co-main. So, should be a fun one.
So we'll be talking about that and looking forward to it, man. Because, again, I love watching UFC in person. Watching, you know, guys get the snot beat out of each other. On that note, speaking of getting the snot beat out of you, it wasn't like, you know, a beatdown. It was like the whole series seemed like to be death from a thousand cuts. Braves dropped 2 out of 3 to Pittsburgh. Oh, at least we won when they were wearing those crappy City Edition uniforms on Saturday. Yesterday, the high water mark was Sean Murphy pinch hitting.
Murphy out to left center. Bay sprints over. He won't get there. Circle the bases, boys. This ball game is tied at 3. Sean Murphy off the bench with a bases clearing double.
Yeah, man, top of the 8th. Brandon Gaudin there on FanDuel Network. And unfortunately, as we already covered, Iglesias can't hold down the fort in the bottom of the 9th.
Yeah, a lot of criticism of Brian Snitker going around right now. But you got to credit him for those decisions that led to the Braves getting back into it from a 3-0 deficit. You pinch run Stuart Fairchild at first. That also ultimately leads to pinch hitting. The catcher switch out Drake Baldwin for Sean Murphy. Murphy delivers with a double. You're tied, and you give yourself a chance. So credit for Snit for those decisions. And then, yeah, it just a real bad run of luck for Iglesias. He essentially made 4 pitches that could have been outs, and they just weren't.
Yeah, Matt Olson just kind of just misses the glove, and unfortunately, we just, you know, I think that the one that got by Olson, I think they said on the broadcast like 60 miles an hour was the exit velocity. So, and then if it's a bad year for the relief pitcher in the show right now, Buster only had an article a few days ago. Robert Suarez with the Padres got 15, Munoz for Seattle got, I don't know who these guys are, have 13 saves, and then the rest of the league, as a lot of guys, the big names are scuffling. And again, I'm not a fan of Iglesias. I love to see electric stuff, but right now there's not a lot of guys, even the guys with the big heater, aren't getting the job done as closers.
Yeah, and there continues to be this weird oddity, and maybe you buy into it, maybe you don't, about Iglesias when it's not a save situation, right? Right. Technically, last night or yesterday wasn't a blown save because you didn't have the lead. Right. It was coming into a tie game, 9th inning, on the road, and you got the top of your order coming up. And all those instances, for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to have it. And look, I think you have to at least discuss it. I think you have to take a look at the closer spot.
You
got to
get Pierce. I would. My first option right now, off the top of my head, would be Pierce Johnson.
And I would go Dave's Bell, but okay. I'd be okay with Pierce.
And whoever's got a little more velo, that's what I'm shooting for here. But I mean, you know, blown saves, losses, and just frustrated. And you just, for me, you just don't have the confidence. But it's been like this for us down the road. Kenley Jansen, we got him at the end of his career.
Yeah,
Smitty was like that too. I mean, 21, even at 21, we had to let you like You know, you're not feeling a lot of confidence on your closers. And it's been like this for a while, since Kimbrel in his prime, if you really want to take it all the way back for the Braves.
Yeah, and I don't disagree, but it'd also be nice to not be in one-run games all the time and not rely on late-inning production or the man on second scoring in extras. Like, again, can we be okay with your starters giving up three runs, but it's all right because you put up a seven spot? Like, I have to go back and look at their full schedule. Like, it feels like it hasn't happened, I guess, since Colorado, right?
Right.
When they had those back-to-back, I think it was back-to-back 14-hit and 7-run, 8-run outputs. Ever since then, it's one-run games. They've been in, like, 5 extra inning games, and it'd be nice to find some separation between you and your opponent.
Will Smith was 3-7 the year we won the World Series, by the way, with 37 saves. We just, again, it's not, as we said, it's not a good year, per se, for closers, but the Braves, as Abe pointed out, you got to hit. This team has got, you got money invested. And by the way, for years I said, oh boy, someday Ozzie's going to say, give me more. No, he's not. You're worth that $40 million contract right now, because Ozzie is so inconsistent and has some at-bats where it reminds you of like the bad Andrew Jones, when you always felt like Andrew didn't have a plan at the plate. That's the way I look at Ozzie sometimes when he's at the dish, righty or lefty.
Yeah, the idea of swinging at the first pitch just nonstop is infuriating. And I know the pitchers are using that against him now, his aggressiveness at the plate. And it just, we just want to look like it's a productive at-bat. That's what's been so great about Drake Baldwin, just to go back to your point. He doesn't look like he ever has just terrible at-bats.
Let's go to story two. It's about our Falcons and a rookie minicamp.
Story number two.
And Coach Ross says the rookie's going to get some minutes. Well, they better had. You moved heaven and earth to get some of these dudes. Here's Coach.
I think we got some guys in here. Like, we got, you know, make no mistake about it, we're going to have some real intentionality of playing our rookies this season and getting those guys in the grass and giving them an opportunity to play a significant amount of football for us, and we really look forward to that.
Yeah, man, what was your take? Because I haven't worked with you in a while. Did you think it was too much of a reach for Pierce?
Again, you'll always decide after the fact, right? Like, is it works out, if it
hindsight
doesn't.
Hindsight will tell us.
This was very clearly their guy. They kind of walked into and lucked into Jalen Walker somehow magically still being there. They were going to get Pierce one way or another. You're on the hot seat. You got to produce now. I'm perfectly okay with it.
Here's James Pierce, by the way, who gets his contract. So everybody, as Abe mentioned to start the show, all 5 of the rookies are locked up. And one of Carl's favorite things, strip sack. Here's Pierce saying, I want to get some of those.
Yeah, I always think strip sack is the best play in football. I feel like you fill up a lot of stats, strip sack, especially if you pick up the fumble, scoop, and score. You know what I'm saying? You made a lot of stats, so yeah. I like that's the best play in football.
I like that.
Strip sack.
Right. Thank you.
Picked it up.
Right. That's what we're shooting for. And if he does that, then we're never going to be worried about that first round pick and the second. Because you're always the second. It was a second round pick, so don't sweat that. Story number three, let's talk about the association.
Story number three.
Yeah, man, some exciting storylines. Last night, the Pacers just absolutely destroyed Cleveland. I know Cleveland's dealing with injuries. One of the more interesting moments, you see our boy DeAndre the Enforcer Hunter. He's not going to take that lying down. Yeah, that's about it. By the way, DeAndre Hunter has gone back to his nature, which is to be terrible and disappear for long stretches. He's been an absolute zero in high tops for Cleveland.
You know, I used to work in Cleveland, and I would talk to them after that trade, and they were all excited. I'm like, you guys, just wait, man. Just wait. You're going to see.
The clock will strike midnight.
Yeah.
Yes. He will turn into that pumpkin, right? You ain't lying about that. So the Pacers now, I think they go up to Cleveland. I think they get it done. I'm even feeling a gentleman's sweep. They've got so much mojo right now.
They also seem to have matchups figured out, and there's now some injury concerns again for Cleveland. I'm with you. It feels like this one is done.
Now, the Knicks, they can't hit free throws, and all of a sudden there's some issues. And we'll get into that in depth because we've got 4 hours to cover today. But talking about the Nuggies and the Thunder, and again, kind of a change into the guard. You know, you got SGA. We've already talked about, you know, Ant-Man. You got all these different pieces that are coming together. But last night, the Thunder, for a while, looked like Nuggets and Joker were going to hang around. But here's SGA saying he's got to get it done.
Every game is do or die in a series against a really good team. One game can shift the complete control of the series, and we've realized that. Every game here on out in the past 4 have been do or die. We keep that mentality.
Yeah, maybe they do have it figured.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, I was shocked this became a series after Game 2. When Denver won Game 3, I was really, really surprised. It felt like SGA and OKC had taken control with a huge win in Game 2. Thought they were never going to look back. But Game 3, they lose. Last night could have gone either way. That definitely could have been a Nuggets win. This is still a series.
NBA playoffs. And we had the play-in, so we wouldn't have these embarrassing moments like the 8-1. But to be up 80-39, going back to Indianapolis, unbelievable how that played out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.